Welcome, everyone, to the wrestling show. I'm Cav Manning from the Lingus Mafia podcast. As you well know, that is at Lingus Mafia on Twitter, along with your number one source. I like to start the shows like this, Billy, like we're recording with Russo every time. Your number one source in all pro wrestling news. That is Mr. Billy Body.
Hello.
You know, that fucking Twitter of yours, I was thinking about it while I was driving around today, and it was like melting my brain. I don't know why I have such a hard time saying SGP Soccer. That's the Twitter that he has. Because I'm always thinking it's SGP Podcast for some reason, and I'm like, why would it say Sports Gambling Podcast Podcast? But I'm always fucking, I forget that it's soccer.
No, yeah, I've got that. Well, I mean, I do work for a sports gambling podcast, but I'm on the soccer channel. So mm-hmm.
The number two soccer show in all of podcast.
Yeah. Well, number two rated.
There you go.
Yeah, not actually like number two most listened to. I think it's like it fluctuates in and around the top 30.
That's odd that it's not the number one show, but the number two rated. I mean, shouldn't that mean because more people rate your show that it's listened to?
No, it was like this. No, first of all, it was just for soccer betting and not soccer entirely. Mm-hmm. So it's the number two show for soccer gambling, but it's the number it's in and around the top 30 for soccer overall, soccer podcasts. Mm. But also, that was an opinion piece of someone ranking the podcasts.
Oh,
it wasn't like officially done.
Officially, like the numbers. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was still like that was still a pretty well-read blog, so
take it where you can get it, baby. They need to say this is the number one listened show.
Yeah, you can't get nothing in this fucking industry. No credit or anything. People just want to jump on you when for the negatives, but like they're really like silent. Like for anything that you do well. It was funny though because I see that with AEW this week where okay, the pay per view was like fine,
and but Billy bought it too. He should be ashamed of himself.
It will only be remembered for the ring not working.
I saw it finally. I saw that ending. I don't know. I would have thought that's what was going to happen because what could they explode the fucking ring with someone in it? I mean, I didn't see the selling afterwards, which I'm dying to see. The selling of the fucking no explosion.
WWE have managed to do this since 2003 where they deliberately can make the ring explode. Like Kalega made it collapse.
Yeah. So it was supposed to collapse like that then?
I imagine that two things didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Number one, it didn't collapse.
Yeah.
And number two, because it didn't collapse, the smoke bombs that you probably had underneath to basically what you were supposed to do here was probably cloud the ring out with black smoke of the explosions. So... But it, like, obviously, you can just see that nothing touched the two guys. Like, and then Eddie Kingston's like selling it the whole time.
That's great.
It was so embarrassing for them. But and it was funny because nobody will talk about a pay per view because before, you know, the marks are on there and everybody's going, oh, this is a great match and this is a great match and like everything. Mm-hmm. I imagine when it's ranked, it's going to be 4-star this and 4.5-star that. But it's not going to matter at the end. I mean, I did Conan's show yesterday, and he hated the whole show. And he was even like, but he criticizes it from a point of, so you were going in with a storyline where Jericho and MJF beat up the Bucks' dad, apparently, in the build-up, mm-hmm. and then they went out and had a regular wrestling match. I didn't know this. I haven't been watching AEW for weeks because I haven't watched it since the Luke Harper tribute because I just thought, like, you're bringing the stuff in, bringing all that stuff in with his kid and everything, I just thought... It was tasteless. So, and I always find it boring. I find a long match is boring and everything. So, I was going to watch the pay-per-view, but I wasn't going to watch it live. But I was up, and there was nothing else on. Like, you know, we're out of football season or whatever, and I was wide awake at 12. And I was, and I'm getting close to the end of finishing The Office, and I've plowed through, like, nearly a season a day because it's so good. And it took me ages to get into it. I was like... You know, I was at one of these people. I was like, yeah, I know The American Office is good. And I know, like, I can watch it when it's on. But it's nothing compared to our English one. Like, you know, I was one of those snobby people. Like, oh, we did it first, and ours was better, and it was copied, and they're using the same jokes, and they copied all the characters, and it's fine if it's on or whatever. But then when I actually watched it properly, it's so much better than ours.
Really?
It's like, yeah, it's much better. It's really, like, bingy. And that's what I've been doing. So I was getting to the end of it, and I always get sad, like, when I like something, and it's like, oh, it's the final season. And it's like, what am I going to do now? I just watch it again. And then it's so hard to find something else. Like, I try so many things that I give up on. Like,
you've done Sopranos yet or no?
I don't like things that are not funny. I can't get into it.
Oh, dude. It's mafia. You'll fucking... It's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Really?
I've never watched the Godfather films either because I don't give a shit.
I didn't give a shit about those guys. I'm not a fan of the Godfather movies, actually. But, oh, Sopranos. I mean, it's usually... Every other year, I'll watch the whole thing again. It's so fucking good. It's just so fucking good. I mean, there are funny parts, of course. But.
I mean, the only reason I even watched Breaking Bad is because I was, like, at the time doing the escort agency gig, and it was something to watch, like, between the phones ringing. So I finished Breaking Bad like that. I don't know why I ended up watching... Fuck, what's it called? Her. Is it called Her or His?
There's something called Her, yeah.
Yeah, but is it called Her?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know.
You know where the guy is a stalker and he gets obsessed with his girlfriends?
Yeah, I think that is called Her. But I never watched it, but yeah.
Hold on, let me see. It's a really good series to watch if you have a girlfriend, but I just... No,
yeah,
Her
I think she
like
suggested
a,
it.
Her is like a weird... it's called You.
Oh.
You. Yeah, it's called You on Netflix. so I watched You. I've watched the two seasons of You. Actually, where was the 2019 season? Because I maybe got... There hasn't been a season since 2018. God, maybe they're done with this. No. Sorry, it started in 2018, and there probably wasn't a season because of COVID, because they didn't probably shoot one. So there's probably, like, season three coming out soon. I'll keep watching that, because that is a really good show.
You've seen Dexter?
I didn't like Dexter.
Really?
I didn't like Fringe. I didn't like Vampire Diaries. I didn't like...
How much of Dexter did you watch?
I didn't like Tiger... No, about a season. Mm. I didn't like Tiger King. I didn't like... I didn't like Better Call Saul, even though I watched Breaking Bad. I didn't like season four of Arrested Development. I gave up on that. Even though I did like the first three seasons, and I was looking forward to season four coming out. I think by the time it did, I had forgotten maybe about season one or two. I'm not sure.
But how about Family Guy?
Family Guy, I can watch like when it's on. I haven't watched it. Like, I mean, you don't need to watch it.
That's what's funny. I have the same thing when it's on. If it's on and I see it, I fucking piss myself laughing. But I don't make a point to like, oh, record it or anything. But I watched it the other day because it was on and they were so not politically correct that I loved it. And I was like, good, they haven't like bowed down. Like there was constant racist jokes, which I was like, God bless them because it's fucking funny. But I don't like go out of my way to watch.
No, and...
you do Curb, of course.
Curb, Yeah, I was trying to think. Obviously, Curb. But I'm trying to think. I was just trying to think what we were up to with the last series. Was it 10 or it was like it went away for a while and then the series just came out?
Yeah, and they're coming back again. So I couldn't tell you what season. But yeah, I think it might be 10.
Yeah, all the comedies: Friends, Curb, Seinfeld, King of Queens. I've done all those like over and over again. I can watch them over and over again. I think it has to be really fucking good to be like a non-comedy to get me to like sit through it.
I'd like you to give a shot to The Sopranos. It's just fucking
honestly
fantastic.
I can tell you I won't even get past two episodes. I just won't enjoy it.
I have to see. So well, let's get into some. You know what's funny is that you're sticking with fucking wrestling, the worst of all of them, but we've been in this series for a long fucking time, so how could we ever leave?
I can give like 5 hours a week to this shit.
That's what's the best. You give that much to this. Oh boy, I'm gonna send you the list of for everybody listening to this that don't listen to my podcast at Lingus Mafia. Every March we do March Madness for Miss Lingus, and we get 18. There's a play-in, and it's a bracket of 16, and it is for the hottest woman in pro wrestling. And Billy is going to do the odds, and I will have that list for you after tonight's show, because we are going to fill the bracket. Not the bracket, but the people participating. And I'll send you also a history report on everybody who's won in the past, because we had someone who came up with Sam the Bookie. He came up with an entire chart of the fucking past. It's the craziest shit you'll ever fucking see, with pictures and everything, and say who's won and everything like that. So Billy will give us odds for that.
So wait, when does it start?
We will have this thing made, and then the next week is when ballots will be starting to be sent out. We have so far 22 people that are voting. So contact us at Lingus Mafia and we will direct you to the guy to go to. I think our last year we had 34 people. So it's still going. And this last week was the first time we mentioned it. So we'll get quite a bit of people that are involved
in
voting.
I might actually run a book on this.
This will be fucking interesting. I mean, it's all.
Should I take some real bets?
Like, you really could, because it's all just everybody fucking picking who they want. So there, and I will not know it until we read it. Only one person will know the fucking winner. So that is it.
Okay, like I'll take bets then. I can take a maximum. You can't bet though, and you can't. So you can't. And you, the only worry is that you'll tell. You can tell someone else to bet.
I won't. No. I would play it on the up and up, because this is you know, I'm very truthful for podcasts. I like that part of podcasts, and I think it'd be way more fucking fun to do bets. And I think it is very, very open this year. I think it is extremely open. Where I thought before it was always Mandy and Alexa. I do not know this year. Mandy cut the hair. I think that hurts. Alexa's in different fucking horrible outfits and doing that character. I think that fucking hurts. I think Sasha has a good shot because of the new outfits. However, she's almost good looking. She don't have the titty. That is a fucking damage. Liv won last year. Liv is still fucking pretty high.
It depends who votes.
I mean, I'll give you that whole list tonight and everything like that, and you'll see. And we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, I mean, you have time. You have time. So I'll let you know as it goes along. But yeah, only really one person knows.
It really depends, like, what the mindset of people is. If it's wrestling fans, if it's like, you know, your wrestling fans that watch Raw and whatnot, and, you know, they'll be Sasha will win. If it's perverts, then...
It's perverts. It's my people. So it is, it's normal. I'm looking at how the girl looks, people.
I think it may be different. If we get more people on board, mm-hmm. I don't think we've pushed this as hard on this platform.
Not at all. Before. Sure.
So I think the people that listen to this are more classy than the ones that listen to your show.
I think they're more fucking into wrestling on this show, because on my show I don't talk about wrestling. So yeah, you're going to get those neckbeard people from this show. Because I don't know if tons of people, I mean, a lot of people came to my show from hearing me with you and actually when I did the wrestling show and on YouTube. So they were fans, but then it has evolved to people that are like us that are like, they might watch, but they're not fucking going crazy for wrestling. And they like, you know, football and all that kind of shit. So it's a very... it's a very mixed group that listen. So, you know, that's why I'm like, I don't think from doing Russo show and doing this show that I get a lot of crossover as much anymore, because they're like way into wrestling. And if it's like, oh, that's not a wrestling podcast, I don't care. And I think people have, you know, heard me and you or something. And, you know, they get my personality or whatever. So let's see what that show is all about if it's not about wrestling. And then, you know, I could put an ass in a seat if they listen to it. But it's a matter of getting people to go over there to hear it. But this is like the one time a year that we really talk about fucking wrestling, other than when we do our specials of the 32 Days of Lingus and have a review every single day of every fucking SummerSlam, one after another. Those are the fun ones. Those are on our Patreon. But this year, we're either doing Royal Rumble or Survivor Series. We're going to have people vote which one they want us to do it on. And then it leads. It's every day there's a show going through the years until the day of the new pay-per-view that happens. So, all right, let's get into actual wrestling. This is And you know what's funny is on the notes that we share, Billy, I didn't realize, I always like copy and erase last week's, right? And then write under the same one. For some reason, I wrote LOL somewhere, sometime, and it ended up right next to the title of the fucking document. So it says the wrestling show, LOL. I said that, you know what? That's fucking perfect. I'm leaving that there forever because that's what fucking wrestling is at this point. Brian, he gets an interview in the ring. This is SmackDown. And he says he puts himself on the back burner a long time. And back in the day, he failed a WWE ambition test. I guess this is like Wonderlic test for wrestling. He said he got the lowest score.
You've never heard this story before.
I thought I did hear this story before, where he said it somewhere else. And he got the lowest score ever. And but he says, yeah, because that's, you know, I don't. What was the reason for it, he says? Like that he doesn't have the drive, but he loves it so much, but he's not almost like a mark, I guess.
Yeah, he said something like, you know, if you love your work, you don't work a day. Mm-hmm. That saying.
So he says he deserves the main event of Mania. And Roman.
I remember that because I heard it in the office as well. I mean, Michael Scott said it about his job. So.
Roman shows up and says, everyone needs him, referring to himself, Roman. Not guys like Brian. Uso grabs the mic and, you know, he gets black with it. Come on, Uso! And starts screaming in his face about, you know, he's going to get him tonight in a steel cage. And if Brian wins, it's one-on-one with Roman for the title at Fastlane. So Uso tries to sneak attack Brian like he did the week before, but he gets thrown over the top rope.
What's the link? Samoans are not considered to be black people, are they?
No, but it's in the realm of the acceptance, like Puerto Ricans. Like, I've always heard from the black community, you know, since I'm a delegate to the black community, like, they can get away with saying nigga. It's okay for them. And the same with, like, Samoan. I don't know what the fucking reason is. Maybe because they're dark and they have gone through the same. I mean, they'll never go through the same persecution as a black guy.
Yeah, but you see Samoans and black people like married regularly, don't you?
You do. You do for some reason, and maybe it's because they're fucking similar type. I don't fucking have a clue. Any Samoan I've ever seen or fucking known has been the nicest person I've ever fucking met in my life. They're always to all me, those they island just look people.
Like, they do just look like mixed race.
They do look mixed because their hair is, you know, straight, but they do have the tan. So they do look like a combo with black and white. However, you know, Samoan or whatever are going to have a big ass. But, you know,
so we don't have any Samoans here like that. I mean, it's not a thing here. So.
Oh, over in England, there's not really Samoans?
No. Maybe I could pass for a Samoan if I lived in the US.
You'd have to be this is the weird thing about it. The Usos are not big. Every Samoan is pretty fucking large, and surprisingly, neither is Roman really. He doesn't have that like fucking gorilla body where they're just fucking big people. He doesn't have that. He's pretty fucking just an in shape normal, and that's what was surprising when I remember Usos came in.
He was a fat guy before.
Yeah, I mean chunky. But not like that big ass. Like, you know, Rikishi got the ass. The Wild Samoans had the ass. Everybody had that fucking haunch behind them, you know? And not to mention Yokozuna. Mm. But they all have that fucking big ass. When, you know, head shrinkers were the head shrinkers, you see, they were Samoan. Even down to not Samoan, fucking Tongan or whatever. You know, they all fucking have that too. It's an island thing. Okay, Street Profits versus Sammy and Corbin. Corman shows up. I enjoyed this, actually. I thought this was more realistic because they were supposed to do a tag match. And Corbin shows up when they're coming out from the back, and he waves off Sammy. Goes, no, I fuck that tag shit. You're an asshole. You're always having these guys come out here with the camera crew. I don't want anything to fucking do with teaming up with you and not being a good guy about it, right? Just being a dickhead bad guy. Like, I'm not teaming with you. Piss off. So he wants to do one-on-one. So he gets one-on-one, and he gets Corbin versus Montez. Montez is distracted a little bit by Sammy's documentary crew. And Corbin wins this match. And then that follows it up by Sami Zayn and Dawkins. Montez distracts Sammy now by being busy with the camera crew. He's yelling at the camera. So now Sammy has to be involved looking at him, which who cares? Dawkins wins this match. And then Sammy then beats up the cameraman saying, "Are you, who are you? I didn't hire you." And fucking retarded. I'm not into the camera crew thing, Billy. It's doing nothing for me.
Yeah. And also, I don't get what they're trying to do here overall in terms of the big picture. Like, are they trying to, the Street Profits lost the titles. So now what, are they just a tag team being rebuilt for the tag titles? Like, what's going, are we just going to inevitably end up with them having the belts back? Because I think as a team, I think their run was so bad and such a turnoff that there's no interest in seeing them get the tag belts back in this carnation. Like, what we were saying has been echoed by other podcasts. Like, even those Smart Wrestling Fan guys, I don't know if we've done a show since I sent you that JR clip. We need to mention that at some point. But yeah, I mean, it's unanimous across the board. Like, the Street Profits are massively disliked by everybody, and nobody wants to hear them talk.
You know, I am very interested to see the crowd response when they come back at Mania. It's going to be interesting for, like, all the fucking talent, because I want to see how the crowd reacts to everyone. I bet you Roman gets fucking cheered now because he's great now.
Don't you think it's weird, like, that they're going to have this Mania for a couple of nights? I mean, I'm looking at that, and I was thinking already, as soon as it came about, yeah, and it says the tickets are going to be on sale in a week, and I'm thinking, shit, like, they're in sale in a week. Like, normally I'd be like, I gotta get them, and then it's like, I can, and I'm already, my mentality is thinking about getting them, but there's no way to get there. It's a really weird,
you can't
position.
Get out of the country. Like, they're that locked down, you can't get flights out.
No, can't get flights in. You're not taking people from other countries.
Oh, I'm not even, America's not taking other countries in still. I don't even know that they don't ever mention. Yeah, I guess you'd have to take a fucking boat. But I'm like, if you get to Florida, you'll live the life, because that place is wide open.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You can't get into the U.S. Like, Biden is not allowed. Like, just some fish, a couple of days before he left, like, Trump just did it. Trump took the travel ban down for, like, a couple of days.
Yeah.
Just to fuck with him. And then, like, obviously Biden then had to, like, put it back up. But yeah, there's a travel ban from, I mean, I can get in there for business. When there's a will, there's a way. Like, and you don't even need a press pass necessarily. Like, WWE don't have to confirm that you're there for business. If you want to cover the event for your own business, mm-hmm, then you can go.
You gotta go. First fucking event back since fucking the plague. That's a good one, man.
It's really fucking difficult to get there though. And there's like, and obviously you don't want to like go through all this getting the tickets and booking a hotel and that, and then you get scrutinized at the border as to whether you are legitimately there for business or not. I mean, it's got to be like fucking, well, the only thing that can happen is that these vaccines can like go into shape and there can be some announcement between then and now. And financially, I think I would be in a position where I could just go and buy a secondary market ticket at that point. And I mean, it's worth, I can tell you this ticket is going to be worth buying, and you'll get your money back at least, or more than your money. If you can get one, I think you'll double your money even 2 or 3 days before. You're not going to take a loss by getting a ticket. So I'm thinking even if there's a miracle where, you know, Biden changes things, say April 1st, whatever. April Fools, but yeah, it could be worth having one. And then if you can't,
so should I try to buy two of them too, just to sell?
I would.
Okay, maybe I'd do that then, just for fucking selling purposes.
Because at least if you don't sell them, you can actually go.
Well, I wouldn't fucking fly to Florida to fucking do that. Shit.
Why?
Why would I? I'm gonna fly to Florida for fucking that?
Well, you're telling me to go from England.
But yeah, but that's you. You go to all of them. And you make those trips, and I'm like, and if you were going to do it for wrestling, this is the one I would think, just because it's finally human beings are back. I might fucking shed a tear at Mania to watch this finally with people.
Yeah, but this is the thing. This is the point I was going to make to you, right? Mm-hmm. Hold on a second.
You're watching soccer over there.
Yeah, it's just been a goal. Oh, man. That's not a good goal for me. what was I saying? Yeah, my point was being, so you're going to get all of this at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. They're going to do all of this at Mania and bring fans back and everything. And then the next night, you're back in the Thunderdome.
I thought the same thing.
For a while.
I said, are they only going to have pay-per-view at a place? I don't know how they're going to work this, because they have to leave that Thunderdome for fucking baseball soon. Where are they going?
Because
I'm like, well, they're fucked come April, because baseball's starting. Then what?
Yeah, well, they are moving out of the Thunderdome. They know they're already looking for a new place, but they're looking for a new fucking place to put in the Thunderdome. Like, they're not after Mania. They're not going into, like, looking for some arena where they can put, like, half a crowd or whatever. So
they should almost try to find an outside fucking arena then that they can camp out in, like AEW does, and be able to fucking get fans every time and just be stuck in the one place. That's the thing. It gets stale. It's the same fucking people all the time that go. You know, I mean, I can't believe how bad. Anytime I've seen a clip of TNA, I can't believe they're surviving. Like, zero people, silence. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, just listening to the ring mat.
That's brutal.
That sound of the performance. I mean, that performance and stuff just makes me fucking sad.
Yeah, it was fucking sad. I was so depressed for fucking Mania last year. I'm like, this fucking sucks. I was so pissed. It is smart of them to, this is where they break the cherry, you know, back to Mania thing. And I'm bothered that it's 2 days worth. I don't need fucking 2 days. Give me the fucking 1 day.
I don't mind the 2 days. The pay-per-view is too long. It's like, I mean,
well, if they did it correctly.
I wouldn't be thrilled about buying tickets for, yeah, but they're not going to. They're going to get everyone on the show, so.
Yeah. I would say, yeah, do 4-hour show. Mania, that's what they should do. Well, back to this nonsense. Gable versus Dominic. Dominic wins clean against, as Russo says, Clark Gable. Rollins interviewed in the back. I love the new Rollins outfits every week. I fucking love them. This one is that is iridescent rose that he's wearing out there. And Murphy shows up and says he could help him with Cesaro. Seth tells him to fuck off. They have zero for Murphy to do. Just throw his story in the fucking garbage after all of that time. And now go back to being a lackey again. If this isn't a fucking swerve, this is the most retarded shit ever.
It makes absolutely no sense that they fucking...
Right
they
back
the
to
whole-
it.
They did that, yeah, exactly. Oh, they're getting output. He's now going to try and what? Earn his way back into like Seth's good books now. So what happened to her? Like, what's
no
the explanation?
Shit. It's absolutely gone. And like, so the Mysterio family going to be like, oh, now your friends would. It's just, let's ignore it. It's modern day Mandy and Otis. Let's just ignore it. It never happened. Go away. Shayna versus Bianca. Sasha coming ringside, looking good, pushing for Miss Lingus crown. Reginald shows up. Bianca is thrown out to Reginald's feet, who's outside the ring. Bianca gets up and pushes him, all angry at him. He's standing there. He has nothing to do with anything, and she's angry at him because she fell by his feet. She pushes him into Nia. And then Nia tries to fucking hit Reggie, like charging him, but then runs into Sasha because Reggie jumps out of the way. Bianca then pins Shayna.
They say this is a match for Fastlane again, this tag match.
Oh, I don't recall that it is.
They said it was a match for Fastlane.
Afterwards, Reginald tries to get with Sasha and she slaps the living fucking piss out of him. It fucking hurt watching it. Murphy versus Cesaro. And this is what's funny. I go, oh, so he said he could take care of him for him and he told him fuck off and he still has this match? Okay. Cesaro wins. Who gives a shit? Now is a real interesting point. Samba Simba comes to the ring with a spear to Chuck and now talks with a fucking accent. This is Apollo Crews now. Now all of a sudden he talks Nigerian accent and switches in between doing his other voice.
He says, this is his real voice.
Yeah, this is the real me.
So his other voice. So he was faking his voice the whole time he was there, which.
And then he pretends to be, oh, this is how my friends used to say, oh, do you ride zebras and lions to school? And he talks in his normal voice and then switches back to the Nigerian fucking accent. Fucking Christ.
Hold on. I think there's a penalty in this game.
There's a penalty on this fucking show is what there is. Any thoughts other than what we've fucking said for Samba Simba?
Yeah, like I think this is a better direction to go in than Big E.
I mean, do you think that he's going to now win the fucking IC title from Big E after that fucking push from Big E? He can't. That's a problem. They painted themselves into a shitty corner.
Well, here's the thing that I was saying on Russo's show. So when they do these characters that you feel they should do like more with, and they build them up for like a title shot, because nobody is built, right?
Yeah.
When they do build someone up, you immediately think, oh, they should like win the title. Because
they have to win.
Because when Carmella came in, it was like, oh, she went. I'll start backwards with even before that. When Randy Orton was doing good stuff as a heel, everybody was saying, oh, he should beat Drew.
Yeah.
But like Drew hadn't faced any decent opponents at all, like Ziggler, Lashley, back when before Lashley was even built, Seth Rollins, well, you know, off the back of that Jesus gimmick he was doing and a loss to Kevin Owens at Mania. It was like everyone he was facing was bad. Like they would either come off like losses or they weren't ready, or Dolph Ziggler. Yeah, none of it made sense. The first opponent that made sense was a good heel. They wanted him to like lose the title.
Yeah.
And it's the same with like Carmella. Carmella comes in, new character, immediately has to be put in for the title program because they got nobody ready, and then she has to lose because they're not ready to take up Sasha.
Sure.
And here, like Apollo's like completely revamped and he's doing something that's actually good and makes sense. And he's now against a guy who also sat on the side for ages now, and he, and you can't take it off him either. So that's the thing. Yeah, Drew sitting on the sides for ages. He's a champion. Like you can't beat him. Then you have like fucking Sasha didn't get the belt for ages. You can't beat her. Mm-hmm. And now Big E's like just come out of New Day and they've split them up. And now he's doing the singles push that he should have, you know, been doing like maybe 6 years ago. And now can you beat him really? I think out of all of those, Sasha, Drew McIntyre and Big E, Big E's like the least important. There's the least upside in Big E out of all of those. I don't see anything in him.
God, I have a difficult time when somebody gets whooped so often, it takes such a mountain to climb to get any credibility back. Like, I have zero credibility when it comes to Apollo now because of all the fucking past. Natty showing her giant, giant fake tits in the back to the GMs. And I kept on staring at us at what's her name? Sonya. Yeah. I was looking at her, trying to see if her eyes fucking shot down to the titties, but they never did. She's a gentleman. And they said they want a title shot, her and Tamina, and they're not going to get one. Here is the Bayley show. I didn't understand what the fuck happened. Do you have any clue what the fuck they did? She came in and said, oh, she's going to read all good Twitters, and then she stopped like she had a bad tweet, and she left.
Yeah, like, I didn't know what the negative tweet was about.
Yeah, they didn't show anything, and she just was like yelling at the cameraman like they put that bad tweet, and so she was pissed and she left. But I'm like, what? That it was very poorly fucking explained.
I think it was just a bad tweet about her.
Yeah, and she so yeah, that's what I assumed it was, and she was upset and left. I'm like, okay, the segment was a minute. Great. Okay. Brian versus Uso in a cage. Brian wins. Brian gets Roman at Fastlane, and that is SmackDown. Now on to Raw, because there is one part of this Raw that it melted my brain watching. Which part melted my brain, Billy? Which part was fucking? I was like, what the fuck is this trash? What the fuck is going on? That's what I was saying.
Or with the cage match?
No, on Raw. You know where I was fucking bamboozled? My mind was boggled. I thought they'd fucked up. I didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
Are you talking about the entire show, across the entire show?
No, no, one segment. I just want to see if you would, if anything stood out to you right off the bat from this, from that show. We'll get to it though. Miz, he's in the ring. He said he's getting his title back tonight, and he was having menstrual cramps last time. That's why he had to bow out. I laughed at it. It's like, okay, well, you're not afraid of Lashley now because you want to have a fucking match with him now. But I guess, you know, you go, okay, well, he wasn't afraid before. He just didn't want to lose his title, so didn't want the match. Now he kind of has to have it. Big fucking elaborate entrance for Lashley with a fucking, like, a video package and lightning bolts. And I thought he had new music, but then they go to the Hurt Business music. I really enjoy Lashley, and I really hope that he beats Drew at Mania. I don't want him to just get this belt. I'm like, you can't build him to be a monster. It's like a month. I mean, he's been on such a good tear being like a fucking maniac. And then he's going to fucking lose. So I'm hoping that's that swerve that we always get one at Mania, you know, where somebody loses that you didn't expect.
I don't think it'll be this one, though.
Yeah. Drew watches this match from the back. Lashley retains. Drew's interviewed in the back and says he wants Lashley and says, I was a fighting champion. You know, you're fighting. You won your title off Miz. I won mine off of Brock. And then Sheamus shows up and beats the fucking piss out of him and says, I'm not fucking done with you, and starts, you know, ripping his hair out of his head that's left. And they're going to have a fight later. Braun in the ring, and he wants to know what's up with Shane, and he wants an apology. Shane comes out, walks right up to him and says sorry and leaves. I said, okay, all right, this is fucking on him. But it gets worse. Drew versus Sheamus, no DQ. I fucking died when I heard the fucking piped in chant for this match. Did you hear this one? Did you hold on to it when
Drew,
you heard it?
When they were going, Drew, Drew, Drew,
yes.
Drew.
Yeah. I go, oh no. Not even let's go, Drew. Drew, 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 Drew. They actually like throw chairs at each other's head here and throw them into a fucking chair for the head. I said, this is rare, actually using their head for the chairs. They attack each other with the steps, slam into each other, knock each other out. Referee stops the match, no winner because both guys die. AJ, he's in the back being interviewed and he talks about Orton. And the Fiend and, you know, oh, I guess he's all with the voodoo and this and that. And there's a new interview guy that I believe is Irish. That's what he sounded like. He sounded like Sheamus.
He sounded awful.
And so then Morton shows up and says, all right, we're going to have a match tonight. Did you notice that AJ painted his beard? I took so many pictures of it last night. I'm going to send you one. I was like, what the fuck? Because he's one of those I don't think that could grow a beard properly. So he
painted his beard.
Like, he gets a fucking mascara or something and paints the line across. So I
across where?
Across where the fucking where the line of the beard would be. Like the hairline. He paints across that. Of course I'm having a fucking problem trying to send you anything. I'll send it later. So it's going to drive me fucking crazy. Let's see. Copy this. I got to send this to. Because I'm, of course, finally low on being able to fucking have any memory on my phone. Jesus. All right. Hold on. I'm sending this to you. Let's see. Clear this chat. Boom, boom. Delete, delete. Okay. Now I should be able to send something. Did you enjoy, by the way, the Paige Van Zandt pictures that I sent you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she posts quite the good stuff. All right, so they're going to have a match later. Now it is Woods versus Benjamin. I was very impressed by the outfits. Did you realize the outfits? Fantastic.
No, I don't give a shit about
Woods and Kofi, you didn't like that?
I don't care what new day I do.
Oh, with the Sub-Zero and Scorpion outfit? Come on.
Oh, yeah, so I saw the shitty Mortal Kombat stuff. But
yes, that's what I was impressed by.
Yeah, but they're fucking, they're nerds.
I know you can't stand them. Woods wins with a small package, and they kept saying Shelton Benjamin got a small package. Riddle retards it up in the back with New Day. He's upset. He's more worried about his scooter being fucking stolen. Fuck. Well, they are doing him a disservice with this retarded shit. Riddle versus Slapdick. Riddle wins this match, and Ali is pissed off again. Shane wants to talk to Braun. This is the segment that I have no idea what the fuck. I thought Shane forgot all his shit.
I didn't understand what you meant earlier when you said, oh, what was out of place? If you'd asked me
what was the worst segment,
yeah, that would have got it easy. I don't know. I told you a few weeks ago, Shane has cognitive issues and can't speak. Remember, do you remember what I said?
Yeah.
Do you remember what I mentioned?
Is this what was going on? Is Shane just fucking melted brain? Because I completely thought he was forgetting everything. I was like, what Shane, the fuck is Shane this?
Shane has got undiagnosed Parkinson's.
Alzheimer's, not even Parkinson's. This was...
No, Alzheimer's is a different thing. Alzheimer's is where...
You forget shit at Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's is when you forget stuff.
Yeah.
He was slurring his speech and messing up his lines and stuff. And yeah. I don't know. Like, there's something not right with him. I don't understand, because when he was actually speaking publicly, he was able to do it. But, like, he doesn't seem like he can speak
around. Like he needs pressure.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I would love... You've got to find out more inside shit on if this was on purpose or is this him a disaster that he had fucked up? Because it was so fucking weird. I'm watching it and going, is he going to fucking just walk away and say, I forgot my lines? I couldn't believe what the fuck was going on. But he calls him pretty much stupid the whole time, Braun, which... Like, this match for Mania, I don't even understand why this is. It's very odd. It's almost like, well, Shane needs a match, so here. Because there's no fucking reason for this at all. But, okay. Lana and Naomi versus Shayna and Nia. Reggie's now with Nia. That's who she's fucking, I guess. Lana's tits almost fall out during the pin. Do you see this? Like, she when she rolls over, she's like trying to stuff them back in. I slow it down. They don't fall out, though. That's all I was concerned with.
Yeah, I did see them, like, just hanging on.
Yeah, they were just hanging on. God, she's fucking real annoying to watch with the fucking dancing, and she thinks she... Oh, God. Mandy, Dana, and Charlotte in the back, and they all won a title match, and Dana goes... Whoever gets that title match, we're going to give 110%. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like they, I mean, they're not going to fucking even be in Mania. They're going to be in a woman's rumble is what the fuck they're going to be. Orton versus AJ. This is your main event. Alexa's on the Titantron. And then when we go back to Randy, he pukes up the fucking black cum. And phenomenal forearm by AJ. AJ wins this fucking match, and that is your end of Raw. Thank God. Whole fucking show is trash. It's bad.
Yeah, I mean, I made I did make a mistake by raising my expectations, because, I mean, this is how low my expectations even are. I saw a picture before I watched Raw of Drew's back, and it was all, like, busted up, and I was thinking, oh... This is good. Like, at least on the show, Lashley has beat the shit out of Drew. I didn't know he was having a match with Sheamus or anything. And even when they announced the match with Sheamus, I figured, you know, he beat Sheamus, and then later on in the night or during the match, even he gets attacked by Lashley. No, it's nothing like that at all. It's just fucking they have a match that goes to a no contest, so they can keep the Sheamus thing going because they don't have anything else to do for Fastlane.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all that is. So basically, they didn't heat up Lashley at all, other than beating The Miz again. So now what they're going to end up, now what they're doing is after Fastlane finishes, which isn't even this Sunday, it's a fucking another Sunday away.
And that's when you'll get a podcast on a polls extra show. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. So that's going to be 20 something or whatever. So it's going to be 2 weeks before Mania. When they get back onto Raw, yeah?
Yeah.
So the Lashley-Drew match will be official 2 weeks before Mania. That's when you're going to know it's happening, and then maybe then he'll have an attack or a contract signing or whatever. It's so fucking stupid. Like, and that's the thing. This is how low my expectations are. The fact that I thought, oh, you know, that'll be good. I really want to see that part of Raw where they get to Lashley and Drew now, and he attacks him. And even from this point that we're at now, there's less than a month away from Mania. Or there's a month away from Mania. Like, yeah. You know, from now, they still haven't got it. They got no card a month out. They've got how many matches? Two, right?
Yeah, I mean, we know Edge officially is against somebody.
So none then. Except, oh, Bianca and Sasha. Yes. Sasha hasn't got a match, so.
Yeah, so yeah.
So basically, this is the one match that they had in October, which they knew they were having in October. It's still the one match they've got now, officially announced. We know Orton's facing Bray Wyatt, but the Fiend hasn't returned. So
yeah,
well, when are they saving that for? Like, how much? Are they literally going to just bore us to death, right? And then Fastlane starts, and they are going to build an entire Mania card across 10 hours of TV and just make that good? Are they just going to be like, look, we'll just start here and try and, like, entice people back in time for Mania, and we'll just do, like, a fucking blitz build? I bet you there's boring parts on those shows as well.
I cannot stand the non-build shit where before it was months, you were fucking killing somebody for this fucking match. Months they fucking built this shit up. Now it's fucking 2 weeks.
How can Fastlane be this late and close to Mania? It doesn't make any sense.
They're assholes. Like, that's fucking
funny. If it was being used as, you know, Saturday night's main event,
yeah,
the way it was used, it's like, you know, it's not Saturday night's main event now. It's just a pay-per-view called Fastlane. But we all know it's Fastlane, wink, wink, Saturday night's main event, right?
Yeah.
But it's not, because it's not fucking Roman and, you know, the match they had before where they said, oh, it was going to be Roman and Uso against Brian and Edge. Yeah, that made more sense.
Oh, yeah, because by far.
At least I knew what I was getting. I obviously think Brian and Roman's a better match, and nobody thinks Brian's going to win. But the fact is that you still can't officially announce it. Drew hasn't even got his title shot. They're going to blatantly turn around and say Drew and Sheamus having a rematch at Fastlane, and whoever wins faces Lashley. That's what they're going to fucking say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know that match either. But it doesn't give the real people any time to, like, interact or beat the shit out of each other, or do something. I mean, Sasha and Bianca, yeah, we know they're having a match, but what's going to happen is one of them is going to smack the other one in by accident. Yeah. They're going to mess up the match against Nia and Shayna. I know that is happening at Fastlane. I don't know why I know, but I just know. I think it was announced somewhere. So basically, they're going to now miscommunicate. They didn't miscommunicate last time they lost. I can't Reggie. What happened when they lost last time? Yeah, Reggie fucked up.
Yeah.
So now Reggie will be going against them. But I still think, even though he's with Nia and Shayna now at the moment, that he could end up being Sasha Banks' manager. I don't think that Bianca and Drew and Edge and all these people are winning titles on WrestleMania weekend. I think the upset will be Sasha Banks turning heel. She's a terrible babyface. She's not likable at all. Yeah, she's fuckable, but she's not likable. You have to get past her personality.
It's the same with Lana. She's fuckable, not likable.
But it's different in another way because...
Oh, by far.
With Lana, it's really...
It's X-Pac heat.
Because it's not like... It's so weird. It's so hard to explain. With Sasha, it's like she's bitchy. Like, she's a real bitch that you want to fuck, right? Yeah. Right. But with Lana, it's this lack of self-awareness. Like, where Sasha's, like, playing up to a bitch and it's difficult to, like, really see her as a babyface, you know that she's trying really, really hard to be a babyface. Yeah. Like, it's fucking an effort, right? With Lana, it's not an effort to do what she's doing at the moment. This is what she's like, but it's just fucking annoying. Like, you know, you can imagine, like, going out with Sasha, and she'd be like fucking bitchy or whatever, but you'd deal with it. Like, you wouldn't want to fucking deal with her all the time because she's fucking high maintenance. But Lana would be fucking annoying. She would annoy you constantly. Like, I don't know how Rusev does it. I mean, he's
I really don't either. He's pussy blind.
He's going through a lot just to have a hot wife. Like, he's basically putting himself through, you know, I think a lot of fucking, like, a lot of bad days where he has to listen to that shit. Yeah, I think he's, you know, he really wants to fucking, you know, bang someone good looking when he's putting himself through that. But yeah, they're different. But even though I think both, I see, I don't even think Lana is a bitch. I just think she's fucking a deluded moron. I think she's just a deluded moron who's just really into herself and like social media and all that kind of stuff. Whereas Sasha's into herself as well, but there's kind of more reason to be. I don't think that Sasha thinks that she's fucking unbelievably stunning. That's the difference. I think that like she knows that, you know, she sees herself in the mirror in the morning and she knows that like that takes a lot of fucking glue and makeup and shit to make it happen. Whereas I don't think Lana sees that. But I do think Sasha thinks she's unbelievably fucking talented.
Oh, yeah. I think she from that Austin
More
interview,
than she even is.
Fuck.
She sounds like Bret Hart. like when Bret, but, you know, Bret Hart is Bret Hart. Like he can, you know, talk himself up a few notches. Like, I mean, Bret Hart was good, but even I think even Bret Hart thinks he's even better than Bret Hart was. But I mean, even though he was great, but Sasha's not Bret Hart, but she thinks that she's Bret Hart. The way she was talking on that episode, she's short of saying she's the best there is, best there was, the best there ever will be. Like she does think that she's Bret. But yeah, it's weird. They're like very different. I can't remember how we got onto this. Oh yeah, in regards to the heel face thing, that I think that may be a match that like surprises you. Where I just can't see Bianca just coming in and winning. I mean, they can long this out. I mean, everybody doesn't have to have their moment at Mania. Like they can have something where they make a reason to make one of these nothing pay per views. A women's pay-per-view. And look, this fucking current audience of all these fucking losers that watch, they'll like just eat it up. They'll just like go along with it like little sheep and be like, oh, we're so happy we got this Evolution Part 2. Because you know how much they complain about that online. Have you seen?
No, I haven't like, seen anybody say anything.
They say it all the time. They're like, oh, well, how come we don't get it? When's Evolution Part 2? Like Stephanie McMahon gets asked it constantly.
I mean, she did it to herself. When you do a pay-per-view, you're expecting it to be, you know, annual. And they fucked that up themselves. So they make a big deal of it, and then it never happens again. You can't.
So why are we not asking for Great Balls of Fire Part 2?
Because we're all sane. Because we're getting it in 2 weeks, and it's called Fastlane.
You say we're all sane, but the thing is that I'm not clamoring for an all-women's fucking pay-per-view again.
But if there was a gimmick, that's the thing. That pay-per-view, Great Balls of Fire, is not a gimmick pay-per-view. It's Fastlane. It's in your house. There's nothing different. The woman's one, at least there's that gimmick. It's all women.
What do you think of Peyton Royce? Have you seen Peyton Royce's promo on Raw Talk?
You know what? No, I scrolled right past it. All I saw is it said, my potential haunts me, and I scrolled right past it.
Oh, you have to watch it now.
Okay. I mean, you're going to be on the phone when I go to it. Let me see if I can try to find it.
That's fine. I can kill the time. Okay.
I don't know if you're going to hear it as I go through it. Let me try to find it. Let's see.
You know what? She has to be like priced up at somewhere high on the odds as well. Not a lot, like super high, but at least in the top 10. But I'm not really liking the fucking purple hair. I don't know why she's done that. She's one of these people that only really like pulls it off with a certain hair color. There's something not right about it. But the thing is that also, like, I wonder, like, I don't think guys do, but did you discount anything for the fact that she looks nothing like that from what was God-given?
As in what, all the surgery for?
Yeah, it's different, like, where everyone has, like, their tits done, but, like, she's had a whole face redone. Her face is not the same shape or anything as it was before. She had like nose, chin, teeth, like everything's been redone. Have you pulled up the thing? Are you playing?
I have it right here. Hold on. Let me see. Let me see if you could hear it too.
Yeah,
here we go. Listen.
Hide my talents.
Generally, hear
listen,
it.
Can you hear it?
My talents. I hid them behind the opinion of others.
but it's okay.
All right, be cool.
Why not just let me go? Just let me go and see what happens. You know, our Raw Women's Champion, Asuka, she's injured right now, and yes, that sucks for her. But when a talent goes down, a spot opens up, and that spot is massive. So why not me? Why does it always have to be the same old, same old? You know, I packed up my life. I moved across the world.
I set up in a completely different country
with not much of a support system to chase this dream.
Yeah, it's actually a realistic-sounding promo so far.
Watching other women do what I do.
Yeah, on a show no one watches.
Yeah, that's a problem. Of them.
And the other 2%. Well, I'd sure as hell give them a run for their money. It actually hurts.
Yeah, why wouldn't they do this
deep in your soul, you are destined
on the fucking
to be
real show? It's unbelievable they fucked
this
up.
You deserve.
No, it's weird because they're doing this whole
when you're striving for something that you feel you really deserve.
You still listen to it?
Yeah, it's 20 seconds left. Oh, she's sitting there. She's about to cry.
This is where I'm meant to be. And my patience has been running thin for quite some time. So stop wasting my time and give me Asuka.
Oh, that's hilarious what they fucking showed on here, because they're doing... they do closed caption while it's talking, right? On the fucking screen. And she finishes the whole thing and I'm reading it before she says it, because all this is a big acting thing. And at the bottom it says, give me Oscar. And I'm like, give you an Oscar for this acting job? But she says Oscar, but they fucking, with her accent, it transcribes it Oscar. Give me Oscar. Oh my God. That's great. I'm like, well, hopefully if anybody heard that, that should fucking push her to do it, because as we know, promos get you in somewhere.
I didn't hear it. So I didn't hear that. So did the listeners hear that?
Oh, they all heard it. Yeah.
Oh, so it's on the show. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you're going to have to put it in. Otherwise, it's just a whole thing of no talking.
No. It's heard. Holy God. That's fucking funny. Well, that's this fucking show. And that's fucking, we're done with this. You know, stay tuned. Like we said, hit me up for Miss Lingus and go to our Twitter, and that is @LingusMafia, and you will see on the thread we will point you into who to get in touch with. And on his Twitter, his name is Rob Casso with the zero as the O at the end. But just go to @LingusMafia. You will see how to get in contact if you want to be emailed your voting slips. And the way Rob does it is fun, because you will not have a clue. It is not, okay, this person versus this person, and now it's to the next round. It's a mix of a billion different fucking choices, so you never know which one's real, which one's fake, which one you're voting for, which one matters.
Is it a voting slip? I don't think I've ever voted in this. I think you
did. You did, because you complained. You complained about how many fucking rounds is this? And I go, don't give him it next year. Fuck this guy. Because it was, we would send you a ballot and you would fill it out, send it back. And then I think it was 3 different times you would get a ballot. And you were like, this is too fucking much. And now it's not. Now it's maybe twice. I don't even know if it's twice.
It was too long. You're not going to get any people like that.
Oh, people are into it. But the problem is, too, is you have to wait for everyone to give it back. That's the big issue. So now it's lots more streamlined, because he has 800 different combos on it. So you'll eventually come across the correct combo even in the next round. So that's why it kind of fucking helps. But he does it. I don't know anything until it'll be on the first Tuesday of April that we do it, and we'll do it on video.
I don't understand why you don't make it like just longer, and then just fucking have 1v1, and then just let people vote on the page.
No, I don't want anyone to know. They all, because then it's, they don't have to listen to the fucking end. They're gonna have this. They're gonna see the finals if they're voting. I don't want anyone to see it. They will have to listen to the show to hear who got all the way to the finals and to hear who won. They won't know the finals. Otherwise, they already know it, and you know, surprise is gone. You go, what am I listening in suspense for? I already know who made it to the finals because I voted. So, that's why. All right, everybody. Check us out next week because we're out of time.
My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally known as a big-ass piece of shit.